And bayous of Louisiana, KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. It's now time to join in the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International with your host, the prophet C.D. Bush. Let's join in now as the celebration is already in progress.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Prophet Christopher Bush coming to you from Shreveport, Louisiana, the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International. The Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International is located in the city of Shreveport. We are now dead center, amen, in the feast known unto us as Passover. And we're celebrating, amen, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. For he is the Lamb of God. And we praise him, and we adore him, and we honor him, and we give him glory, because the Lamb cometh to take away the sins of the world. And we are so overjoyed at what God has been doing in the midst of the services that have been taking place at our location at 725 West 70th Street in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm telling you, the Passover worship, amen, God has been healing, deliverance has been coming forth, amen, on last night as we prepared, amen, to go into worship. A young lady came in from out of the streets, amen, from off of the street corner and gave her life to the Lord, amen, glory to God, just turned her life back over to Jesus, and we thank and praise God, amen, for what he's doing. We thank him for how he's making ways out of no ways. We thank him for how he's delivering, amen, and saving the lost, amen, at every cost. The blood still works if you know how to work it, amen. And the only way you're going to know how to work it is you have to be refined. You have to be changed. You have to, hallelujah, be in the blood, be covered in the blood, amen. And we thank and praise God, amen, for the season that we're in, amen. For you understand, amen, that we are in the Hebrew month known unto us as Nisan. With us being in the month of Nisan, it is the spring feast of Passover that comes in. If you read in your Bible, according to Exodus 12, amen, God began to speak, amen, to Moses to give the commandments and tell the people, amen, let this be the beginning of months for you. When God told the people, amen, glory to God, to take a lamb of 1 year old without spot or blemish and take the blood and apply it on the doorpost. Well, God, we honor him, because the blood has been applied. This time, it wasn't just a regular doorpost that the blood was applied on, but it was applied on the cross. In the nail print. But hallelujah, I heard Jesus say, in order for someone to be born again, they got to take up their own cross. What part of you will you allow to die? Amen. Glory to God. That the Jesus in you may be resurrected. That the power of God may be manifested in your life. Hallelujah. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? For salvation is free, but the anointing is going to cost you something. He that hath an ear, or she that hath an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. For the time of the Lord is at hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said the timing of the Lord is at hand. And a lot of times the reason why we don't understand the season and we don't understand the timing is because we have been thrown off. Glory to God. Deception has thrown us off. The cares of this world have thrown us off. What we want, sin has thrown us off. Glory to God. But there's an order. There's a way. Hallelujah. That leads to righteousness. There's a way of holiness. God said, search for the old path. And when you have found it, walk therein. Well, the things of old, amen, come into alignment with the refreshing possession of all things. The Bible talks about in Acts around that 13th chapter that God said he would restore the tabernacle of David. Well, if you understand anything about the feast and the celebration of Passover, it is the celebration of new beginnings. Not only is it the celebration of new beginnings, it is the place of order. God is placing things in order in his kingdom. Those things that have been set out of order are being removed, and the things that are in order are being put in place after the order of Melchizedek. The order of Melchizedek, it is inlaid with a threefold anointing. That is the kingly anointing, the priestly anointing, and the prophetic anointing. For you will find this priest king that was king of the Most High God in Genesis, the 12th chapter. And it was Melchizedek that made covenant with Abraham and blessed him with bread and wine. The bread and the wine is, amen, the important part of the Passover Seder. Glory to God. When Jesus began to present the supper, amen, it was not just a communion table that was laid there. It was the Lord's Supper. It was the Seder plate. It was the Passover meal. And as he blessed it, amen, he sanctified it. And he took the cup and he broke bread and bread. Hallelujah. And in the breaking of the bread, he was showing forth his covenant. The covenant, the unbroken covenant that God said, these will be amongst your generations forever. Tell me something. Glory to God. If we are children of God by adoption and joint heirs through the blood, then why is it that, hallelujah, we're still looking at Easter bunnies? Why is it, Ebosha, that we're still worried about how fresh our clothes look with our souls have not done what needed to be? Our souls are not saved. We're unregenerated. Well, I'm telling you, the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. But it's in him that we live. It's in him that we breathe and have our being. Except the Lord Jesus Christ, and through him, with him, by him, for him, there's no other way that you can make it without him. But he is the Lord. Glory to God. No man can come to the Father but by him. He is the Savior. He is the Deliverer. He is the Healer. He is the Waymaker. He is the Destroyer of the yoke of bondage. Yes, the blood still works. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. Your deliverance is now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait until Easter Sunday morning to come to church and give your life and rededicate your life to God. You can lift your hands right where you are. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to forgive you. Woo! Ask the Lord to save you. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to deliver you. Ask the Lord to break the chains. If you want to change, then you'll do the work. Because faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to put your trust in God. For without faith, it is impossible to believe him. The woman who had issue of blood, she had to believe and she had to do something. Blind Bartimaeus, he was blind, but he had to You might have to do something that you've never done before. Cry out unto the Lord. Pray. Turn your heart back to him, for he is right there waiting on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to wait for the apostle to pray. You ain't got to wait for the prophetess to prophesy. You ain't got to wait for the evangelist to hold a revival service. You ain't got to wait for the pastor to call the altar call. You ain't got to wait for the teacher to teach in the Sunday school. You can give your life to God right now while the blood is running warm in your veins. Let his blood take control of blood transfusion. Although your sins may be as red as scarlet, he'll make you white as snow. The blood is the cleansing agent. It'll change your heart. It'll take cursing out of your mouth. It'll take the taste for crack and filthy lucre out of your mouth. It'll deliver you from sleeping from bed to bedpost. Whoa! It'll take you out of the place of hurt, pain, and sorrow, and bring you into the place of promise. If you believe, if you can only believe, if you can only believe, if you can only believe, believe in on me, as the scripture has said. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you can believe on me, can you believe? Do you believe that Jesus died for you? Do you believe? Glory to God. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you've done, because the sin that you've done, hallelujah, have already been bought with a price. The sin that you have spoken have already been paid for. All you have to do is confess your sin unto the Lord, and he's faithful and he's just to forgive you, and he will deliver you. He will save you. He will heal you. He will bring you out. He will fill you with his spirit and give you power over the lust, power over that high New York Chateau habit that you can't break on your own. You don't have to go to the 12-step program. You don't need a sponsor. Hallelujah. You need a father. And if you call on him, he'll answer. Call on me while I'm near. Amen. And I will answer you. Amen. Tonight, amen. Get in your car. Drive to Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport, Louisiana. 725 West 70th Street. The feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. If you're in Monroe, amen, it's not too late for you to get here. If you're in, hallelujah, Alexandria, it's not too late for you to get here. Get in this place. Hallelujah. Get in the place of worship and allow God to bless you. God bless you on today. Tune in next week. Hallelujah. As we continue to go forward in the Lord. Amen. God bless you on today.
Thank you for joining the celebration with the Anointed Kingdom Covenant Church International and your host, Prophet C.D. Bush. Feel free to correspond with him by writing him at 725 West 70th Street, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71108, or phone him at 318-470-0139. That's 318-470-0139, or on the World Wide Web at www.takcci.webs.com, where the motto is, Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done.
KAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Revival, revival, revival. That's right. Louisiana, Mississippi, and all points in between. It's now time for the 48th annual Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival beginning Monday, April 21st through Thursday, April 24th, 2014. The Citywide Interdenominational Chairman, Reverend Willie Dunkley, Sr., Pastor of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, and Co-Chairman, Reverend Joseph Martin of the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, cordially invite you to be a part of the 48th Annual Interdenominational Revival, where the theme is Reviving Believers and Converting Sinners. Revival starts Monday, April 21st, with a musical starting at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, 1116th Street, where the host pastor is the Reverend Roger Green. On Tuesday, April 22nd through the 24th, 2014, noonday services begin promptly at 11:45 a.m. at the Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, 410 Solomon Street, where the host pastor is the Reverend Tom Hamilton. Your noonday evangelist is none other than Reverend Greg L. Oliver, senior pastor of the True Vine Baptist Church of Monroe, Louisiana.
Only another church. Is he the one? Or should I try to find me another pastor? And they came to Jesus and said, John is in jail and he wants to know, are you the one? Or should he look for another? Jesus said to them, go tell John that the blind have received their sight. Go tell John that the lame have begun to walk.
Evening services begin Tuesday, April 22nd through the 24th, 2014 at 6:45 p.m. at the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, where the host pastor is the Reverend Roger Green. That's 11th 16th Street. Your evening evangelist is none other than Reverend Bertrand M. Bailey, Jr., senior pastor of the New Greenwood Baptist Church and of Greenwood, Louisiana, and the Greater Bible Baptist Church of Mount Pleasant, Texas.
God is real. One atheist teacher was messing with a Christian student, playing around with her. She said to a Christian student, she said, I give you $100 to show me where God is. The Christian student looked at that teacher and said, teacher, I give you $100 to show me where he's not. Where can I go from the presence of the Lord? I took wings and flew to the uttermost parts of the world. Behold, he's there. If I live like I'm at the very gates of hell, behold, he's there.
Youth Night is at 6:45, Wednesday, April 23rd at 2014, 6:45 p.m. If your soul is thirsty and need of water of the word, come to this revival and come and praise it for his goodness, his grace, and mercy. For he says in his word that when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
In the revival.
It's that time of year again. Spring has come, and the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church is abuzz and planning its annual Family Day Concert, Saturday, May 17th, 7 p.m. at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street, Leesville, Louisiana. The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, Reverend Joseph L. Garner, Sr., pastor, is the place where God blesses his people. Each year, Family Day showcases people and persons to the community of Leesville with the finest and most entertaining vocalists and groups in the music industry. So with that said, Pleasant Hill Baptist Church 2014 Family Day presents Stellar and Grammar Award winners, the world-renowned Gospel Quartet, Archie Watkins, and the Canton Spirituals of Canton, Mississippi.
On my way home,
oh, I'm on my way home.
Come on, Lord, please, Lord.
I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again.
Come from a poor family, we didn't have much. But the Lord been good to me.
It's going to be a foot-stomping, toe-tapping, and hand-clapping time in the House of Zion. Put your praise shoes on. Come dressed and ready to praise like never before. If you haven't experienced the essence of the Canton Spiritual, you'll miss a portion of a little heaven on earth. Come and be blessed. Tickets are a $20 donation. Tickets available at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, 337-238-1779. In Alexandria at KAYT 88.1, 318-484-2500. Dewdrop Inn Barbecue, 318-256-0400. Tammy Creations, 337-494-1592.
Natchez, Mississippi, and surrounding areas. If you've been looking for a special way to honor your mother, your wife, or that special someone in your life, well, look no further, because New Vision Productions has your gift in grand style with God's blessings written all over it. A pre-Mother's Day gospel concert, Break Every Chain tour with Grammy Award winner, live in concert, Tasha Cobbs, singing her hit song, Break Every Chain.
I need you to lift up your voices right where you are, and you declare that the chains are broken. Yes, they are. Every chain of bondage, every chain of sickness, every chain of disease, we command you to break today. We command you to break today.
As well as other gospel favorites. Joining Tasha Cobbs that same night on the same stage will be Carolyn Traylor singing her hit song, There Is a Story Behind My Praise.
Behind my praise. That's why my hands I'll continue to raise.
And the Word Praise team will also be in the house. This Break Every Chain gospel tour will take place Thursday, May 8th, 2014 at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Natchez City Auditorium, 207 Jefferson Street in Natchez, Mississippi. Your mistress of ceremony will be Lady J Minor of 97.7 FM and Pastor Melvin White. This will be a Mother's Day gift that she will remember forever, and God's grace will be a part of your house for quite some time. Your ticket outlets include in Faraday, Hair Plus at 318-757-3370, in Fayette, Mississippi, the M&H Fish House at 601-786-8204. In Natchez, the Lunchbox at 601-442-2160. Or Lady J Minor at 601-597-6241. Or Bear Anderson at 601-807-8164. This is another New Vision production.
Revival, revival, revival. It's time to be revived. The Tree of Calvary, 1047 Tree of Calvary Boulevard in Simsport, Louisiana, with host pastors Dr. Leslie Draper III, Senior Pastor, and Reverend Sheila Draper, Pastor, presents the annual Revival 2014. For a time of refreshing and for our soul and praising the Lord, our God, for his everlasting grace, mercy, and eternal salvation. Revival 2014 starts Sunday, April 27th through Tuesday, April 29th. Services start at 7 p.m. nightly. Come and be revived and refreshed by Evangelist Reverend Vance Price of Monroe, Louisiana.
You won't learn your lesson. The Lord has seen him moving on, but just keep on saying, say one more thing about me.
Yes,
yes. The reason
my Lord.
You haven't graduated yet, because
uh-huh.
You haven't learned the lesson yet.
Yes, yes.
And God don't pass you on the curve.
No, he doesn't.
He don't promote you socially.
Yeah.
He promotes you when you learn the lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't get promotion unless you go through some pain.
Yeah.
And you can't be successful unless you have some struggle.
Yeah.
And you can't have triumph unless you have some triumph.
Yeah.
You gotta go through something to get to something.
God's word, Psalm 85:6, says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Revive us, O Lord, that we may praise and give you thanks for all things in our life, whether good or evil. All will work for everlasting life." Come, let your spirit be lifted and revived, both with the spoken word and praise at this awesome revival. With Evangelist Reverend Vance Price, Sunday, April 27th through Tuesday, April 30th. For additional information, you may phone the church at 318-941-2877 or on the web at www.treeofcalvarychurch.org.
The Lord. On Sunday, April the 27th, First Union Baptist Church on 213 Hope Street will be celebrating our pastor's 7th year anniversary. Pastor Dexter J. Compton Sr. will be celebrating 7 years as a devoted man of God who has been ordained by God. We, the members of First Union Baptist Church on 213 Hope Street, invite each and every one of you to come and celebrate with us at 3 p.m. our pastor's anniversary. The Reverend George Price, who is the pastor of Timothy Baptist Church, will be the messenger delivering a dynamic word from God. That's April the 27th at 3 p.m. First Union Baptist Church on 213 Hope Street will be celebrating Dexter J. Compton Sr., our pastor, 7th year anniversary. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you at the church where everybody is somebody, but Christ is essential. Praise God, praise God, praise God.
The deacons, staff, and members of the Second Bethlehem Baptist Church, located 1910 Harris Street, where the senior pastor is the Reverend Rodney G. McNeil, proclaims it's 2014 Spring Revival time. Services will be starting on Monday, April 28th through Thursday, May the 1st. Services begin nightly at 6:30 p.m. and ending on Sunday, May the 4th. 2nd year pastoral anniversary and celebration for our pastor, the Reverend Rodney G. McNeil, at 3 o'clock p.m. For services will be as follows. On Monday, April 28, 2014, revivalist will be the Reverend Ronnie Humphreys of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Alexandria. On Tuesday, April 29, 2014, revivalist will be Reverend Charles Smith of the First Baptist Church of Colfax, Louisiana. On Wednesday, April the 30th, 2014, revivalist Reverend Victor White of the Harmony Baptist Church of Alexandria. And on Thursday, May the 1st, the revivalist will be the Reverend Kendall Francois of the Hopewell Baptist Church. And on Sunday, May the 4th, our 2nd year pastoral anniversary and celebration for our pastor, the Reverend Rodney G. McNeil, special guest speaker will be none other than the Bishop Lionel Smith, senior pastor of the New Scott Ollie Baptist Church.
Getting wise now. We didn't let the secular society come in and start dictating to us how we're supposed to live. God told us how to live. He gave us the stuff to live with. Then he sent back a new sensation. He sent back and gave us the power of the Spirit that we, as saints of God, can go anywhere. Because we got the power in us, we don't have to yield to nobody. And accept it.
Services will begin promptly at 3 o'clock p.m. on that day. We're excited about this Spring Revival 2014 and the 2nd year pastoral anniversary and celebration for our pastor, the Reverend Rodney G. McNeil. If you need additional information, phone the church at 318-442-0997. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church, located 1910 Harris Street, is a proud underwriting sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe.